Gulf Coast Maker and Comic-Con 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all of the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70.
So we have our next guest. Hi.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good. Could you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Tiffany Rosano. I'm the founder of Wordier Than Thou, a local nonprofit literary arts group. So here in the Tampa Bay area.
Okay. So you and I got to speak a little bit earlier.
Yep.
And I am super excited about everything you're doing. And I have to say it that way because you're doing a lot.
Yes, we have quite a bit that we take on. So we've been around for about 5 years now, and we started as just a very simple, only one event, storytelling and prose only open mic series. No poetry, no music, just stories, just fiction, true stories. And from that, we've grown into, depending on the month, we do anywhere from 8 to 12 events a month.
Wow. So
it's so many events.
That's a lot.
I think about how many events we do, and it's not that, and it's exhausting.
Well, it's fun, and they all kind of tap into different parts of the literary community. We kind of come at it twofold a little bit. Like, we're really there as a support system for authors, and there's just like a huge amount of writers in this area. It's pretty amazing. Like, very talented. You know, lots of local books to,
sure,
to check out.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to give them new events to present their work, to showcase, showcase their work. And we also try to draw in people who wouldn't normally go to literary events.
Okay.
We try to make them a little bit more engaging, a little bit more like entertainment, like a night out. So I can't even tell you how many times we've done an event and I've had somebody in the audience turn to me and say, oh, wait, this is a literary event? I had no idea. And that's kind of what we strive for, like every... It's kind of like, when you have kids and you sneak the vegetables in to the tomato sauce.
Oh.
So we do a burlesque show and we sneak the books in there. Banned books burlesque is one of the things that we do. So we try to get people excited about.
Which is something that I love. We go to a couple of events that have like a cosplay burlesque. But the super niche... I love that.
People get really excited. It's one of our most popular events. We do it twice a year. And the performers, they go all out on their costuming. It's been, we've had fake peach heads for, I was telling you earlier, for James and the Giant Peach.
What?
We've had somebody a couple of years ago did 1984, and they built themselves like a camera head that they wore over their head the entire time. It was wrote NSA on it. So they're very elaborate. Ooh. They're pretty awesome. They're very, very talented performers. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And the best part was the last time we did the show, you look down the glitter zone, the VIP glitter zone before the show starts, and you just see like a row of people waiting for burlesque performers, but they're all reading books that they bought from me or we gave them.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
that is a scenario that I bet doesn't exist very often.
I got a good picture of that one last time around.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Because that's one of those, you're not going to believe this one kind of stories.
No, it's a lot of fun. So, one of the things we have coming up next week that we're very, very excited about, it's called Eat Our Words.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of inspired, you go to like Chili Blaze type events where you get to taste all of the submissions. You get a wristband, you go around. This time around we're doing... it's going to be authors making dishes inspired by their own books. So you'll get a wristband and you get to go around and sample each dish. And it's over at the Ale and the Witch in downtown St. Pete. And they're donating to us, a free draft with every wristband. So you get to sample everything and you also get a free beer or whatever it is that you choose to drink.
Sure.
Wow.
So,
and it's a fun way to really get people to interact with local authors who maybe wouldn't have even realized that they live in the area, maybe didn't even realize, that they're there in the first place, so.
Or may not have realized that people locally write things. Because
right,
it's not necessarily something that people even think about.
Right.
Because you hear, a couple of author names over and over again, and that's
right.
Yeah.
Publicly,
yeah.
That's about all you hear.
And it's funny because we've probably worked with like hundreds of different local, when I say local, Tampa Bay area authors over the past few years, and you know, you might get the average person going out to a literary event that's somebody like a Stephen King or somebody like that. They, you know, they know that name,
sure.
But they don't realize that there are some very good authors right in their own backyard that are, you know, writing in those same genres that they
absolutely
enjoy. You know, so.
And sometimes under his name. But that's but that's a different situation. So how did you end up where did this come from?
I'm a journalist. That's my full-time day job thing. And I'm a horrible public speaker. I hate it. I'm the absolute worst at it.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, you know, you have to speak in front of, like, community groups and schools, and you have to do this stuff. And it's, like, just the worst part of your entire year every time I do these things.
Your entire year?
My entire life, pretty much.
Okay.
So I needed to get better at it, so I decided to start a storytelling open mic series, basically a scenario in which I could completely control the environment around me. And
fair enough.
While trying to get better at it, while putting on a different sort of show, because there's a lot of poetry open mics out there. There's a lot of music open mics out there, spoken word. And this is strictly stories and fiction. You know, we get everything from true stories to comedians telling stories to you know, to folks just, you know, reading from their novel, reading like a first chapter or a short story. They get 10 minutes. So it's a little bit different from a lot of the open mics out there.
Sure.
And then from there, it just kind of grew into this organized chaos that we call our literary nonprofit organization.
Wow.
Organized chaos, yeah. Feels like every event, though, to be fair.
Right.
There's not a little bit of chaos behind the scenes. It's not
it's
a live
chaotic
event.
Plus, it's just fun. We just like to basically convince adults to do the most ridiculous things. And they're glad to. We just give them a good excuse.
People tend to want to be silly. They just may not
have
the opportunity to do it without being made to feel silly.
Right, exactly. So.
Very interesting. So if people want information about this event and other events, how can they get that information?
Facebook's probably the best place to find us. Wordier Than Thou. I assure you we're the only one on there. And then wordierthanthou.com. A little bit behind our Facebook feed. That's usually what we update our calendar first. You know, that's where we usually update our calendar first. But we'll be revamping the Wordier Than Thou website as well to kind of, you know, really showcase what we have going on. So,
very cool.
Cool.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming and taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you.
We just, to put this into perspective, our group is so excited about this. We've already decided that some of us are going to be attending this one.
Oh, we're going. So.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going.
Yeah. But
I'm so excited I can't stand it. I wanted to jump in there into the interview with you guys.
You're standing right now.
I'm standing. I'm not jumping, but.
Fair enough.
Next time.
He's wearing headphones.
It sounds like at least some of us will be seeing you very soon.
Oh, yeah, no, I look forward to it. So, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.